What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
Welcome to Strictly Business, Variety's weekly podcast featuring conversations with industry leaders about the business of media and entertainment. I'm Cynthia Littleton, co-editor-in-chief of Variety. Today my guest is producer Tony Thomas. Tony is an extremely accomplished writer and producer who is a partner in Whit Thomas and Whit Thomas Harris Productions. Think The Golden Girls, Soap, Benson, Empty Nest, Nurses, The John Larroquette Show, and many more. One of their shows is always airing somewhere on cable and streaming, and these days they're also being remade somewhere. But today, on December 20th, 2022, I'm talking to Tony about a different story, a truly touching, real-life story of Hollywood philanthropy that has changed the world and saved the lives of hundreds of children facing terminal illness. Tony is the son of entertainer Danny Thomas. Danny Thomas made his name as a nightclub performer, but he became a household name as the star of the 1950s sitcom Make Room for Daddy. He went on to partner with Sheldon Leonard as the producer of The Andy Griffith Show, Gomer Pyle, That Girl, which starred Tony's sister, Marlo Thomas, The Dick Van Dyke Show, and I Spy, to name a few. In the late 1950s, flush with success, Danny Thomas founded St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. This is a living, breathing charity that stands as impressive as anything ever produced by Hollywood. And it's a heartwarming example of the fortitude of first and second generation immigrants driven to give back to their adopted country. The larger story of Danny's inspiration to launch St. Jude has been well told over the years, but it bears repeating, especially at this time of year. It's a beautiful example of how one person being moved by tragedy can bring a measure of hope and equity to the most vulnerable among us. That's all coming up after the break.
When it comes to ensuring your company has top-notch security practices, things can get complicated fast. Vanta automates compliance for ISO 27001 SOC 2 and more, saving you time and money. Unify your security program management and streamline security reviews with AI-powered security questionnaires. Over 7,000 global companies like Atlassian, FlowHealth, and Quora use Vanta to build trust and improve security in real time. Access Vanta's free suite of resources to scale your governance, risk, and compliance program at vanta.com/special. That's vanta.com/special.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. oracle.com/strategic.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
And we're back with the story of St. Jude Children's Research Hospital with producer Tony Thomas. This all started literally in your family's kitchen. Can you take me back to what you remember from those days in the late 50s when your father got the drive and the inspiration?
Well, he had the drive and the inspiration in the 30s because it was at that point in time that my sister Marla was being born, and he had prayed to St. Jude to please show him his way in life, not that he would be successful, just show him if he was on the right path. And he, I won't go into all that story, but it's very interesting. And he got the sign he felt to stay in show business. And then in the 50s, when he started to do very well, was when he decided he needed to make a move on what he had promised, which was to do something in the honor of St. Jude Children's Hospital, St. Jude. So he decided that a hospital would be a perfect thing to do after seeing a article where a young black child was hit by a white driver in Mississippi. And during that time, the man picked the child up, drove around to several hospitals, and no hospital would take the little boy. By the time the little boy got admitted, the little boy had died. So my father said, I'm going to build a hospital in the South where no child is turned away for race, religion, or anything else. So that is how it got, that is how the South. At the dining room table, he started to figure out how he was going to do it, who he was going to enlist, and start to raise the funds to take on the project.
Would you say, I mean, that shows a real, a huge heart and a sort of an awareness at that time. Obviously, the civil rights movement was, the modern civil rights movement was starting to get going. But would you say, was he somebody that was aware of the civil rights situation, aware of inequities for people?
Oh, absolutely. Well, first of all, my father grew up very poor, and he lived in a neighborhood where people died of appendicitis, children died of appendicitis, or tetanus, or various infections that they never should have died from because they couldn't afford medical care. So that was always in the back of his mind, I know, all of his life. And then that on top of the racial inequities, he just felt there needed to be a place where people who couldn't afford to go could go. And when he found the piece of property, or was given the piece of property in Memphis, which was a wonderful gift, he decided that it shouldn't only be a hospital, it should be a research hospital. He came to that decision because a wonderful doctor by the name of Emil Diggs, who was working in sickle cell at the time and cancers, said, we don't need a hospital, we need to find out what's making this kid sick. And so my father said, all right, well, let's do that. And so that was the beginning. And then he went about using every ounce of energy he had between doing a show and doing his nightclub act to go about raising the funds.
Again, I want to draw you out on the fundraising that it took years of fundraising just to build the organization.
And we've all had those moments of seeing something in the newspaper, or, you know, now seeing something on the news that moves you so much. And sometimes you're even moved to write a check in the moment. But to the sustained commitment to St. Jude for the rest of his life, and now it's spanned, you know, your father left us in 1991, and I just think of all the children that have been served by that determination. It's really just incredible.
It is, and he left us, Marlo, Terry, and I, with the same desire to keep the institution as strong as possible, and we've done so. We created the Thanks and Giving program, which is 18 years old now, but has raised over $1 billion, and it happens during the holiday season every year that we came up with, which we were very pleased that we could make that kind of a contribution. And of course, Marlo is the spokesperson for the institution, and she works very hard at that. But in the beginning, there was no hospital. There was just Dad wanting to raise money for his dream. And so he went to his gang, his Hollywood gang, Bob Hope and Jack Benny and George Burns and Milton Berle and Dinah Shore, Jackie Gleason, Frank Sinatra, Sammy Davis Jr., all those people, Jerry Lewis, all of those people. These are just names that are flying into my head, but there are many, many more.
Sure.
And he asked them to do benefits for the benefit of St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. And they did. And what was so amazing is there wasn't a hospital yet, but it's what he wanted to do. And he believed he could get it done. And those folks, God, Dinah Shore and Mitzi, just so many people went out, and they did things called Shower of the Stars. And my father kind of hosted it, did a bit of his own. And these handful, two or three at a time, would go somewhere in the country, sell the place out, and all the funds would go to building of the hospital. And that was the beginning of it. It was the beginning of the how it was born in show business. And the Uber agent, Abe Lastfogel, who was his agent, who ran the William Morris Agency at the time, and Paul Ziffrin, who was probably the most powerful attorney in Los Angeles at the time, they helped him also form a small corporation in Los Angeles so they could raise the funds and do it and collect the funds. And it really, you know, he had the momentum, but what he needed so much more. So he, being an Arab American, second generation, he decided that he would go to the communities in America where there were groups of Arab Americans, and he would go to them and say, let's show America we deserve to be here. Let's show America that we are good citizens and we want to give back because we are thankful for this opportunity. And he was speaking in all these various cities to shopkeepers and furniture stores and people and car dealerships and somewhat middle class to upper and very, you know, middle class to lower Arab Americans, saying, please help me do this. And he went from town to town to town to town in America, and they all gathered around him, and he kept raising funds between Hollywood and the Arab American community. And then eventually, you know, it became a community of America who contributes to the hospital. And thanks to our donors, which is about 70% at least of our budget, of the donors contribute, we keep going.
I can't stress enough, this happened at a time when your father was a performer himself, producing shows like The Andy Griffith Show and I Spy, and I mean this road show, this level,
Dick Van Dyke.
The Dick Van Dyke Show, called The Dick Van Dyke Show. Yeah. This level of commitment, but also, as you say, like reaching out to these immigrant communities. It's just the best of America is all wrapped up. It's such a beautiful story.
It's America's hospital. It truly is. But, you know, when people talk about immigration, and it's polarizing, but immigrants contributed a great deal to this country, and they certainly helped St. Jude Children's Research Hospital get off the ground.
And now today, the kind of the parent fundraising organization for St. Jude is ALSAC with, if I get this right, the American Lebanese Syrian...
Syrian Associated Charities.
Yeah.
American Lebanese Syrian Associated Charities. Yes, that was the... in a handful of years after everything that I just told you, they incorporated in Illinois, and that became the headquarters for a while. And they called it ALSAC because at that moment in time, it was indeed those people and their families that contributed so much money. And from those people that Dad went town to town, he found a very enthusiastic 10, 12 men and women who were of heritage, and he created the board out of that. He created the board of St. Jude and the board of ALSAC, which was the same board because he believed the people that raised the money should be people that spent the money so they wouldn't spend it frivolously because they knew how hard it was to raise. So that was the original, that was the genesis of what ALSAC was. And then now it's, you know, there are various nationalities on our board. Many second generation, I would say about 10 second generation, including myself, and a lot of other volunteers who care deeply and who are on our board for the sole purpose of, you know, keeping the mission alive.
Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more on the St. Jude story from Tony Thomas.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance. Helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com. One place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
And we're back with more from producer Tony Thomas on the origin story of St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. We've all seen where great charities can do great work for 10 years, 20 years. You're heading towards 70 plus now. Do you remember, I believe if I've got the date right, 1963, when the hospital facility opened? Do you remember that day?
62, yes.
Sorry, it was off by a year.
Yeah, 62. It was a big day in our lives. It was, my father said when he opened the doors, he honestly didn't believe he'd live to see it built. He thought it would get built, but he figured he'd be dead by the time it got built. And he was very, very thrilled. And he also saw about 20% of our current expansion he lived to see. And since then, he wouldn't recognize the place. I mean, we have just started a $13 billion expansion program, which, you know, they were hoping to raise $1.5 million to build the hospital. And he would be quite surprised at where we are today.
And your father is buried on the grounds of St. Jude in Memphis. Is that correct?
Yes, there is a crypt where both he and my mother are buried in the front of the hospital, you know, away from the buildings and everything, that we created a little garden. You know, he said the only thing he wanted on his tombstone was founder, no other embellishments. And so we put over the crypt founder, Danny Thomas. And he's there, and he's, I know he's very happy to be there.
What, it must be hard to kind of encapsulate, but what has it meant for your life? This has been a factor in most of your life, being part of St. Jude.
Yeah, well, we always used to joke. We thought St. Jude was an uncle. You know, his name was used so much in our house. I mean, we remember times at the dinner table where Dad would get up in the very, very early days, and he'd take a call from the hospital, and he'd come back either jubilant or destroyed because a child had died. And this was, I'm talking very early days. And Dr. Pinkel was the doctor that broke the back of leukemia and introduced cured to leukemia after the fifth protocol he tried, because he said it was just he didn't want to be in the mortuary business. He wanted to save children's lives. And he came to us at a very young age, 33, and from there he it was just a combination of a lot of blessed moments where this doctor, who was at Dana-Farber and had a way he wanted to approach it, and they didn't want to approach it that way, saw that there was an opening to run this institution and came to do so. And so my father and he and this board, who actually at times had to pay the salary of the people that worked at the hospital because we weren't raising as much funds necessary. So they would reach into their pocket and pay salaries to keep the institution going. And, you know, now we've got a good war chest, and we need it because of these trying times, and for recruiting, and for more buildings that are coming, and more machinery, and more new science that we find and others find that we can build upon. I mean, it's a long way. It's a long way from guys going into their pocket to make payroll. It's a long way.
I have written about and recently about, you know, the influencers that you've tapped, you know, these video game stars hold 24-hour telethons on Twitch and, you know, raise seven figures. It's mm-hmm. just this story is just so very smart on the fundraising. And again, the motivation is just so there. I very proudly am a monthly donor, and I wear my St. Jude pin, and I always get comments. Somebody always says, it's just one of the best things to ever come out of Hollywood. I'm going to say it.
Yeah. Well, we are, you know, our mission is pure, finding cures and saving children. So, and that is the mission. And whenever we debate at the board level, we, you know, just always in the end or in the middle to make sure we're all on the same page, what's the best for the children. And we always find the way. And the fundraising organization, ALSAC, is a brilliant machine. I mean, my dad used to say he did not want a millionaire to give him $1 million. He wanted 1 million people to give him $1. And that is truly what has happened. The majority of our funds are raised by the donations, and some big, some small. We have so many stories, you know, here's $10, $15. Not to order out tonight. We're going to make do with what's in the refrigerator because we want St. Jude Children's Research Hospital to save kids. And when you get letters like that from people who are putting their trust in us and who are not, you know, ordering the pizza or going out or whatever they're going to do and stay home so that they can have enough money to send us, I mean, that $15 is gold to us. I mean, that just tells us we have to be stewards of the nth degree to make sure that we spend every dollar properly.
I told myself I wasn't going to choke up on audio, but I just did. Tony, thank you. Thank you for your commitment. We salute your family's legacy here in it, commitment and determination and drive. It is inspiring. I hope it inspires another generation of Danny Thomas's and Tony Thomas's and St. Jude's, and I am deeply grateful for your time.
Well, thank you. You got to, you know, our group of entertainers also jumped in there. Robin Williams, Jennifer Aniston, Antonio Banderas, Michael Strahan, so many others jumped in to help Marlo and I start that campaign. And we have a lot of Hollywood followers because of that. And they help us at dinners across the country. So it all started with my dad and the spirit and the determination that he had is in every person that is associated closely with St. Jude. And that's the gift. That's our gift. That's that we have, that we are trying to make sure continues.
It speaks so much about his character, the founder. That's amazing. Thank you again, Tony. Deeply appreciate
it. Thank you,
Cynthia. Thanks for listening. Be sure to leave us a review at Apple Podcasts. We love to hear from listeners. Please go to Variety.com and sign up for our free Strictly Business newsletter. And be sure to tune back in on January 5th, 2023 for a new episode of Strictly Business.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.